From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Syrian peace talks are on for Friday. The invitations are going out Tuesday to those invited to take part in UN-mediated Syria peace talks in Geneva, which Special UN Envoy Stefan de Mistura Monday announced would get underway Friday.
We are going to aim at the proximity talks starting on the 29th and ongoing for 6 months on a staggered chronological proximity approach. That will be the way we try to make it different from the past. This is not Geneva 3. This is leading to what we hope will be a Geneva success story if we are able to push it forward.
He said the talks would involve a ceasefire, delivery of humanitarian aid, and an eventual political settlement. He did not disclose who the invitations are going out to. On the battlefield, the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said Monday the government recaptured Sheikh Maskin in the southern province of Diriyya following a series of recent victories in the north. Multiple suicide bombers attacked a town in far northern Cameroon Monday, killing more than 30 people and wounding dozens of others. The bombers detonated their explosives in the town of Bodo along the Nigeria-Cameroon border. The town is an area frequented by Boko Haram militants. The group has carried out numerous deadly attacks in the region since 2013, when the government began cracking down on militants using the region as a base to launch attacks in Nigeria. Asian markets Tuesday plunged following a two-day rally. U.S. and European markets were lower in trading Monday as the price of oil sank. It also comes ahead of the end of a policy meeting Wednesday by the U.S. Central Bank. This is VOA News. Two Palestinians were shot dead after stabbing two Israeli women, one fatally, in a West Bank market Monday. Mickey Rosenfeld is an Israeli police spokesman.
Early evening, two Palestinians entered inside the Jewish community area in Beit Horon. They were both armed with knives. They stabbed two Israeli women, one in her 20s, who was critically injured and is now fighting for her life in a Jerusalem hospital. The second woman, a woman in her 50s, is in hospital in moderate condition.
The last 4 months have seen nearly daily Palestinian attacks that have killed at least 25 Israelis and nearly 150 Palestinians. Egypt Monday marked the fifth anniversary of the uprising that brought down longtime President Hosni Mubarak. There were scattered demonstrations amid tight security. Some took to social media to mark the occasion back in 2011, when tens of thousands gathered in Cairo's Tahrir Square in 18 days of demonstrations and violence. Since Mr. Mubarak's ouster, Egyptians voted into office Islamist President Mohamed Morsi, who was removed by the military, then by Army Chief of Staff Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, who's now president. The European Union police agency Europol warned Monday Islamic State and other militant groups are likely to carry out large-scale attacks in Europe following last year's attacks in Paris. Rob Wainwright is the Europol director.
So-called Islamic State has a willingness and a capability to carry out further attacks in Europe. And of course, all of the national authorities across Europe are working to prevent that from happening. We know that there is a capability.
Europol's assessment comes as the agency launches a new European counterterrorism center. Tunisian police Monday marched to protest for higher wages. They marched to the presidential palace. It's the latest in a series of demonstrations linked to the North African country's ailing economy. People seeking jobs were on the streets again Monday, this time in central town of Sidi Bouzid. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon Monday called on the warring factions in South Sudan to resolve their differences, keeping them from forming an agreed-to national unity government. Mr. Ban said forming a transitional government is an essential step in implementing a peace agreement reached last August between the government and rebels. The two sides missed a January 22nd target date. Rwandan police Monday said they shot and killed a Muslim cleric Saturday, suspected of recruiting for the Islamic State, as he tried to flee police custody. A statement said the deputy imam of a Kigali mosque was under investigation for mentoring Rwandan youths into jihad. South African prosecutors have asked the nation's highest court to reject an effort by the lawyers of Paralympian Oscar Pistorius to appeal his murder conviction in the death of girlfriend Reva Steenkamp in 2013. Pistorius is awaiting his new sentence of murder since it was issued in December. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.